it work with your schedules, okay? And the rest, if you could share that with the rest of the task force, I think it would really help. I do have some concerns. My concerns is the clock is ticking. And it, I don't think you're aware of it, that we are losing specimens as we speak. The conservatory is the plant material. We have endangered species in our domes. And it, I would hate to lose some of them. What's happening is we cannot control the climate right now. Also, with the leaks, we're losing quite a few specimens in the desert. Everyone that comes here, even if it's for a tour of the architecture, every single tour that I do, and I do see roughly between adults and children over 10,000 in a formal setting. 10,000 children and adults. I see another 10,000 just walking around asking questions and showing them things, having them come in here informally. I would love more space. We all would. All of us horticulturists would. Our director would love more space. We're not opposed to that. We're all concerned. Just, we're very concerned about our collection. We just remember we are losing species. And that's what I teach. So please, take a tour with us. It can help a lot. It, Bill and Don have toured with us, and I think it helped. It gave you a real idea of what we do, and John Berta did as well. So please, it's an open invitation. Thank you.
Virginia Small has a written comment. Will restoring the Mitchell Lagoon both ecologically and aesthetically be included in Phase 3 RFP and the efforts? This is the matter of the scope of what we consider as the facilities that are part of the effort here. Burnouts and outdoor winter energy of the kids while they're here, skiing hill down to the, you know, sledding hill down to the or the pavilion down there as another educational space or staff offices space. The other comment is, will the history of Mitchell Park, including as one of Milwaukee's oldest parks, be factored into future planning? How will we integrate the tradition and the history of this park into promoting it, molding it into the next generation?
Guy, is there still a schedule in parks as far as when the lagoons are dredged?
We have absolutely no funding or any schedule for dredging of our lagoons, unfortunately. I wish there was.
So I've lived in the neighborhood for 30 years. I think I've been dredged here rurally, not in my residency. But I do remember when there was a cycle in Jackson Park.
I believe the last lagoon that was dredged was Mill Pond, and that was probably 14 or 15 years ago. I've been here 14 years. I feel like it happened before my time. That would have been the last one. Any other potential dredging that may occur would be projects with the city or MMSD
I've even put somewhere. So I'll try to be succinct.
Introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Diane. But I'm very interested in this. I've been a member of the Friends group for a long time, at least financially. So in hearing the comments tonight, revenue is key for whatever happens to the domes. So I'd like to share an idea that I've had, and perhaps it's a jump start to something else, not necessarily an end idea, but here's my ideas. I've had the good fortune to visit a couple of places outside of Milwaukee that are amazing places and don't exist here, to the best of my knowledge. One of them is the Marjorie Daly Park in Chicago, and the other is Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen, Denmark. Why are they special? They provide a place where a family, all ages, have something to do simultaneously. If aspects of these places could be incorporated into Mitchell Park, possibly this is something that could generate revenue, which is what I heard. You know, I mean, obviously you have to have revenue or you can't do anything to preserve the domes. So perhaps you get the best of both worlds, saving the domes and getting a new space slash activities that make this a unique destination from other county facilities or other places of entertainment in the area. Both of the places I mentioned create physical activity that occur outside of the dome buildings. I kind of got a sense that there's maybe a group of people that's kind of pushing for activities like zip lining, and I also got a sense that there's people that kind of recoil at the mention of that. Well, it doesn't have to be either or. If you have it not in the building, if you have it as part of something that's part of the park, it's something that's very attractive to people. It's interesting. It's fun to do. It's teenagers and that young, you know, 20-ish age group really love. Maybe it's not something I would do or, you know, something little kids would do. But it's a way to get something that's for everybody. And I'm not pushing zip lining. I'm just using it as an example because it came up. So if you've not been down to the Marjorie Daly Park in Chicago, it's not that far away. I would seriously urge you to check it out. It'll blow your mind. And it's in the middle of a major city. So why not have something like that here? Part of the reason why I wasn't involved in your timeline is I've been a Summerfest volunteer for about 20 years. So I was kind of ramping up for doing that. And I was considering pitching this idea to Summerfest. It could be done down on their grounds or in the park down by Summerfest. But why not consider doing something like that here? If it's something that could provide that revenue, make this a unique destination. There's a lot of people in the city, in the county, in the state, who've never been to the domes because they think, what do I care about plants? Why would I want to come here? Well, you give them a different reason to want to come here, and then they put their toe in the door and they find out how cool it is. So, I mean, I don't want to give you like new ideas. It's like, oh my God, we've got so many ideas. We can't synthesize as it is, but maybe you need a little different idea to kind of pull all the pieces together. So I hope my ideas are helpful. I don't want to make anybody crazy or upset or angry, but that's my input.
Thank you. Anything else to come before this meeting? The meeting is adjourned.